Cuba's National Assembly confirmed the transfer of power to Raúl Castro from his brother Fidel. Officials announced the decision at a meeting Sunday to select the 31 members of the governing Council of State, which includes the presidency. Raúl told delegates in the 614-member assembly that he will continue his brother's work to lead the communist nation.
Asumo la responsabilidad que se me encomienda.
Raúl said he accepted the responsibility placed upon him, adding that Fidel can never be replaced. The 76-year-old Raúl has been serving as acting president since July 2006, when his brother temporarily handed over power to undergo intestinal surgery. Last week, Cuban state media published a letter from Fidel Castro saying he would not stand for re-election as president because he remains frail following the operation. At the start of Sunday's assembly meeting, delegates applauded when Fidel's name was called, but state television showed his chair was empty. The 81-year-old has not been seen in public since his operation. Since taking over temporary power, Raúl Castro has called for a national debate to find ways to strengthen the communist state, improve economic activity, and correct income inequality. In a statement early Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice called on the Cuban government to begin a process of peaceful and democratic change, including the release of political prisoners. She said the Cuban people have a right to hold democratic elections and to engage in a dialogue about the island's future after what she called 5 decades of tyranny. Ryan Wagner, VOA News, Miami.